With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. A long-awaited, much-anticipated moment for drivers in London. The Adelaide Underpass officially opens at 10 this morning. For now, one southbound and one northbound lane will allow drivers to skirt trains that have famously blocked traffic up to 30 times every day. The remaining two lanes of the four-lane underpass will open this summer. Some St. Thomas residents are waking up in the dark. A single vehicle collision took out a hydro pole in the area of Wellington and Moore Streets overnight. No injuries were reported, although the driver was taken to hospital as a precaution. Police have Wellington between Princess and Ross blocked while hydro crews make repairs. It's hoped it'll be back open around noon. There's word talks are resuming between Western and the union representing its roughly 2,000 graduate teaching assistants. They walked off the job 9 days ago. Their picket lines have been causing major traffic delays around the university and their absence slowing year-end exams. The two sides will meet today. With 2 weeks until voters in Lambton Kent Middlesex head to the polls, the Ontario government has announced millions in funding to try to address gaps in primary care in that area. Health Minister Sylvia Jones announced $6.4 million in funding yesterday. The money will go toward new mobility services for an Indigenous primary health care organization and to expand family health teams. Roughly 65,000 Ontario hospital workers are getting a pay raise. An arbitrator has awarded the group of nurses, personal support workers, porters, dietary workers, housekeepers, and ward clerks a 6% increase over the next 2 years. The decision comes after the court struck down Ford government legislation that capped increases for public sector workers at 1% annually. The London Knights are moving on to the Western Conference Championship. The Knights completed their second-round sweep of the Rangers last night, beating Kitchener 4-3. They will now play the winner of the Saginaw Sioux Series. So far, the Knights are undefeated in the playoffs. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.